AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Breaking news at this hour, DOJ investigators have found documents with classification markings on them during a more than 12-hour-long search of President Biden's home in Delaware yesterday. More from CBS's Matt Piper.
The president's personal attorney says DOJ officials took materials it deemed within the scope of its inquiry, including six items marked classified. Some were from Mr. Biden's time in the Senate, others while he was vice president. Officials also took personally handwritten notes from the vice presidential years.
White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain plans to resign, says CBS's Nancy Cordes.
CBS News has learned Klain intends to step down sometime after President Biden delivers his State of the Union address on February 7th. Klain has begun informing top Biden aides of his plan to depart. Klain has been saying privately that he was planning to move on since last year. Most White House chiefs of staff tend to spend about 2 years in the high-pressure role.
Police in Daytona Beach, Florida, have arrested a woman they say shot and killed her terminally ill husband in his hospital room this morning. Chief Jakari Young.
She never put the gun down, so she never specifically made a threat that she was going to shoot any of us, but she never put the gun down, so we would have to assume that, you know, if we were to rush in there, we didn't effectively communicate that it could have turned into a shootout situation.
In Atlanta today, protests turned violent. Some businesses were damaged and a police car was set ablaze. This man was in the area when the situation escalated.
You need to see that. It was just weird. Like, people just destroying, just not obeying the law and just doing things so aggressively. Like, you're trying to make a point. That's not the way you do.
The protesters are angry about a deadly shooting at a police training facility Thursday. A trooper was shot and wounded. Police returned fire and killed the alleged shooter. Feathers are flying over the price of eggs.
People are shell-shocked over the price of eggs amid inflation and bird flu, and some are moving to raise chickens in their backyards. But there's also a spike in egg smuggling at the southern border as travelers bring them in from Mexico. A carton of 30 eggs there runs about $3.40, but in California, a dozen eggs cost more than $7. Some grocery chains are limiting how many cartons customers can buy, and those smuggling eggs in from the border are risking thousands in fines. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
How did five inmates escape from a county jail in Farmington, Missouri Tuesday night? Officials say they got into a cell that was supposed to be closed for plumbing repairs. At a nearby office building parking lot, they found a car with the keys in it. One of the inmates was caught in Missouri yesterday. The other four were captured in Ohio today. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Morning time.
higher and better the bone. A drifting stranger left out alone. A mind that's racing, a body that's stalled. I paint myself into a corner in a room with no walls. Ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh. Looking for breakfast, cupboards are bare. Looking for comfort, but there's nobody there. Thinking and waiting, thoughts of the past. At least I got memories, I hope and pray they will last.
Figure it out. Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is Iftikhar there, and some new music from them. That was End of the Road, Build Me Up. That was Build Me Up, and then before that, we heard End of the Road. Now we're on track. I got everything figured out now. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. It's Saturday night, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Happy to have you all along here with us on the Civic Media Radio Network. Dude, Blame It on Kane, that was an amazing half hour right there. I enjoyed that.
They were a lot of fun, Jimmy.
They really were. And their new album, EP, is out right now. You can grab it. All the information is on their Facebook page. Blame It on Kane. It's pretty cool. I hear another voice in the background. Is Terry here? Should I turn on Terry's
I think you
mic?
Should turn her microphone on.
Yeah, I'm here. I talked with them out in the parking lot, and I got to listen to a little bit of the set as I was driving over here. You guys, that was really, really fun to listen to.
It was good, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, they're true. And what nice, nice people. Oh, my gosh. Way to go. Way to go to them. And coming from Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How you doing, Terry Barr?
I am good. And so I went with a friend to the Van Gogh exhibit.
Fancy.
Really cool.
How was it?
Really cool. A little trippy, too. So you got...
So a little psychedelic,
a little bit. You sit down on the floor, and it just kind of happens all around you. Mm. And we decided the only thing that would have been even crazier if they were doing this in 3D. It's wild.
Oh, and so it was like a projection show. They were.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
On all the walls, on the floor, and the ceiling.
Where
and
was this held?
This is over at Greenway Station. I think my friend said it used to be the DSW shoe store. And now that's an art space.
No kidding.
They made it an art space. But, you know, of course we joked. I said, get early tickets if we're going to go do this. And she calls me and she's like, I have tickets at 5:30. I'm like, oh, honey. And you can't say no then. So.
Yeah, right.
But well, it was great. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting me still come in the door.
Oh, we're glad you're here.
You're just in time because After August is going to be here after 9 o'clock. Greg and Bob are coming in. We're going to track through their new CD. Super excited.
Is it true they were in the Getaway Drivers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that something? And all of a sudden they just said, we're done.
Yeah.
We don't want to be the Getaway Drivers anymore.
They pulled the plug on it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hear the whole story, I'm sure.
Oh, it's going to be a good story.
Coming up after 9 o'clock tonight. Yes. You know, something else I want to bring up here. The Whammies, right now, they are active. What is that? The Wisconsin Association?
No, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry.
Industry. Yeah, the nominations are open right now. I guess you can go there to whammy.org, WAMI.org, to nominate bands. It's much like the Mamas.
Huh, okay.
Rocker, you knew a little bit about the Whammies. Is there a charity behind it? Or?
It's a nonprofit. I was on the board back in 2004.
Of course,
Wisconsin Area Music Industry, right? You know, we were looking at how the awards are given away, how the nomination process was working at the time. So they do a lot of things similar to Mamas. In fact, I think the Mamas are, you know, more modeled after the Whammy than anything, really. You know, and Whammy was. You know, they are Wisconsin, but I think they were seen, at least for many years, I mean, they've been around for at least 30 years, as a Milwaukee entity. And they've always tried to grow outside of Milwaukee, but I think the rest of the state has always kind of seen them more as Milwaukee. But they do represent the entire state, I guess, at some point, giving away awards in the different zones. And then the Mamas came, and, you know, so we have a couple of them here in Wisconsin.
I think the Fox Valley has some sort of award ceremony too, if I'm not mistaken. I would have to research that. I think I saw Appleton had something.
And the Rockford has the Rammies.
Of course it does.
Well, whatever the case is, I mean, when opportunity knocks, answer the door. If you're in a band and you want to get your music out to the masses.
And yes, you do.
And of course you do. Of course, send us your music here to maxincradio@gmail.com. But get a hold of the Whammies. Get your music in. Get your fans excited to vote for you.
Yes, from all over Wisconsin. Let's represent.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, we got music coming up. I've got some new Amelia Ford. She's going to Nashville. She was on the show.
Yeah, that's right.
A couple, what was it, last week, I think we had a
show. No, a couple weeks ago, I was here. Yep.
Fro, that's who we're going to play sooner than later. And he was on the show last week.
Okay.
He's from New York City. He's pretty cool. Right now, though, I love this song just because it kind of makes me want to dance a little bit. I don't know. Jimmy K dancing away? What?
Oh, we have proof that it really happens.
It's Wolves and Sheep, Love and Hate.
Oh, this is a good song.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music.
Yeah.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
For the people.
How do you make it? take it. Every guy for show you be safe.
This is Lindsay from Sexy Esther, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
You can't hold on. He'll box.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Sexy Esther there and Pin Up from that self-titled CD from 2014, I believe, without looking. Emilio, yeah, 2014. Ooh. It was a long time ago.
Wow.
I hope Sexy Esther comes out with some new music soon.
Me too.
I really, really
I do. Second that.
Amelia Ford, before that, in her song Outlaw Out Loud, she has a show coming up as soon as I get it in front of me. What is live radio, Terry Barr?
I know, I always live say it is Terry live Barr. Radio, everyone.
There it is.
Indeed, yes.
Amelia Ford is playing at the Hop Yard in Appleton on Sunday, January 29th. And I wish I could go see Amelia.
She's outstanding.
Well, Jimmy, I think we'll be in Green Bay soon.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
We're broadcasting. We're on the air there. Rocker's really excited about Green Bay. He's picturing rock stardom in Green Bay.
Why not?
Green Bay, we're
Why
coming for you.
Not?
I'm in you. I'm in you.
Oh, whoa.
All right, then.
Nobody heard of Frank Zappa? Come on now.
Oh, boy.
That's great. All okay. right. Coming up, After August is coming in. Terry,
yes.
You're responsible for After August.
I am. I'm so excited about this.
I know about the getaway drivers,
yes.
of course. So
yes.
I'm super excited to learn about After August. It's a brand new project that they've been working on. And we're going to meet Greg and Bob here in a moment, and we're going to spill the beans.
Yes.
For you.
Why they went from the getaway drivers to something else.
Right.
Something new, something different.
Terry, you have yes. some bar notes for us. We'll get into, we'll do them later, but if you want to tease it a little bit.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. A big, big name coming to Harley Fest in Milwaukee. You know, why do I end up always having like sad news too?
Yeah.
A venue that we have enjoyed as a music location, some changes there, and a big move for a Green Bay duo. All okay, right. that's that, enough.
That's all coming up in Bar Notes, along with Fro is next on Max Inc. Radio.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
His own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. We are local music. That is Fro. He's from New York, and he moved to Madison. That's kind of in reverse of what most people do. Most people move from Madison to New York, right. But not Fro, but it's our win. Because
we are lucky, yes. Yeah,
he has a show coming up at the Rooster and Rocker. He was in last week, and there's an archive. You can hear the interview last week. He spilled all the beans and gave us all the info. Really cool guy, too.
Awesome. Harold Davis, that's his name. Nice. Harold Fro Davis. Yeah, he came out from New York City, and he loved Madison because, you know, you don't necessarily need a vehicle. You got public transportation.
How about
that? Make it around this city, make it to all the cool places. Mm-hmm. Or if you're over on Willie Street there where I think he's over on the east side, you can walk everywhere.
Yeah, you can. Madison Metro is good, but you can walk.
We wish him much happiness and much music while he's here. That's awesome.
Great guitar player right now. He's focusing a little on solo stuff, but I asked him, hey, by summer, you going to have a band together?
Gee.
Put the pressure on him.
Yeah, come on,
summer
man.
Festival time.
GBK, rocker Terry Barr, broadcasting statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello, everyone.
First night, I understand, in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Welcome to all of you. Appreciate you. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Civic Media is really growing. We got a lot of great shows on this network of stations all over the state, and we want to celebrate, so we're doing the $1 million advertising giveaway.
$1 million
This is your chance to work with Civic Media and the really cool sales staff here to custom make an advertising campaign promoting your business. And the best part about this giveaway, you could do that for free.
Yes.
Now, there's an application date of only Thursday, January 26th.
That's coming up.
It is. You could go to civicmedia.us/million and fill out the little entry form. You'll get a reminder on Thursday, the 26th, to fill out the application. We only have $1 million of advertising to get away. So once it's gone, you know, Terry?
Yeah, yep. And they're giving it away in chunks of anywhere from $5,000 for an ad campaign up to $20,000.
That could be huge.
That could be amazing.
Tell me what small business that could not use that bump.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Yeah.
We're all small business owners here. Mm-hmm. And I wish I could do it, but, you know, I'm doing this show instead.
The old Kellogg's cereal rule.
Yeah, right.
If your parents work for Kellogg's, you can't sign up for this free giveaway.
Oh, brutal.
Imagine all the sad faces on those kids.
Oh.
But when you go to civicmedia.us/million, make sure you tell them Max Inc. Radio sent you
please.
There and you support local music.
Mm-hmm.
That's always happy. And plus, make sure you check out all the terms and conditions. It's the $1 million advertising giveaway.
Million.
Right here on Civic Media. Terry, you got some bar notes for us.
I do. Brr. Here we go. Okay. Harley Fest. Always a big deal. But this year they're celebrating a big anniversary in Milwaukee at the Harley Museum. Details are still coming out, but a little birdie told me, guess who they're going to have as their headliner?
You already found out.
I did. Do you know?
No, I don't.
Is it public knowledge?
I'm waiting to find out for you.
Are you breaking the news here?
I am breaking it right here.
Yeah, we're hearing
you guys,
it for the
this
first
is bananas.
Time.
It's the Foo Fighters.
What?
Yeah. And they don't even have a new drummer yet, sadly.
Wow.
Can we get Dave Grohl to come in for an interview?
Let's work on it. I mean, he's going to be in Milwaukee.
I mean, come on. We're Max Inc. here.
I know.
We're and Terry Barr
we're
and
statewide
Rocker.
And
Terry
statewide.
Obviously has some spies in the right places out there.
Come on, Dave Grohl.
Okay, so that's really, really cool, and more details are about to be announced. Let's see. Have you heard about this? The Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In Joliet on Main Street, cutest little old Main Street. They kept an old building. I know it's not Wisconsin, but it's almost Wisconsin because
close
we talk
enough.
About Cheap Trick, Rockford all the time. Yeah. Of course, Rick Nielsen, guitar player from Cheap Trick, was there to turn on the lights and open up this new Illinois Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It looks super, super cool. Look them up online because they've got... I don't know where they've been keeping it, but they have so much old history about musicians from Illinois, and in particular, Rockford and Chicago.
Plus, you can say hi to Julia Jake.
all right, you got me on that one. Woo! Who's Julia Jake?
The Blues Brothers.
Oh, for goodness sakes. I wasn't even thinking about that. Okay, you got me.
Jake
Good
and Elwood.
One. good one on that. Okay, sad news. But I have heard that some employees might be stepping in. Funk's Pub in Madison, basically Fitchburg. You know, COVID, and then they bought the space next door and remodeled it. We've all gone to shows there since. It's a great space, but the Funks just put up a post saying we can't make it. We just can't make it.
Jeff's a hell of a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I was telling Terry offline here that when Jeff, you know, right when he was building, the venue part is when the lockdowns came. And when they were giving aid to live music venues, you may have heard that live music venues were getting help back during the lockdowns. He wasn't eligible because he couldn't show like how many tickets he had sold in the previous year because it was a brand new venue. Brand new, spanking new. He had to close. It was never even opened. It was closed for a year.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of, you know, one of those stories about somebody who got, you know, kind fell through the holes.
Exactly. He has some people running it. They may try to take it beyond just running it. But if you love Funks, you can go there this weekend. They still have a very limited food menu. And get this. I mean, this is how much people like Funks, the family, and Jeff. Everybody who's working this weekend is working for free.
Wow.
Isn't that incredible? So if you can stop at Funk's, do it this weekend.
Funk's Pub.
Yeah. Okay. 7,000 Apart, a band we introduced you to last summer. I had the chance to interview them from Green Bay. The young lady, part of this duo, I guess I should qualify this by saying the gentleman is from Green Bay. She's from Sweden. They have moved back to Sweden. And they are killing their music career out there. They are doing amazing. They just put up a video. Again, 7,000 Apart, as in 7,000 apart. They put up a music video, how to make money in the music industry, and how we made $60,000 last year.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and they're giving away all they know for free. And they're like 22, 25 years old, you know?
Wow.
They're doing something right, yeah. That's,
that's an amazing story.
Isn't that terrific? So yeah, check them out. The music is great. We are going to leave Bar Notes with 7,000 Apart.
My daddy said people fall out of love too easy. He said that right before he left my mom. He said there are a million possibilities in life to try, but me getting back with her isn't one. I could scream from the mountainside till the stars fall down from the sky. Scream over the oceans and still doubt belong together. Will I be strong enough to stand with you? Strong enough to pull through the hard times, the hard times. Always waiting for that implosion. I didn't believe there was one person to love through all the hard times, the hard times. I didn't said that love is simple, that loving isn't hard to do at all. She said there's only one possibility when you found your angel. Don't let go, keep holding. I didn't believe there was one person to love through all the hard times, the hard times. I didn't believe until I found you, you. It's been 7 years. The first time I heard your name, baby.
you, strong enough to pull through the hard times, I did.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Cardall put out these weird, sad videos interviewing incapacitated elders in their nursing homes that don't have the ability to say, don't use me as your political prop.
If they are what you say they are, then you shouldn't be doing it how you did it.
Yes, it was the kids using the parents as props. Well, my old man hasn't talked since 76. Of course he would have voted for Trump. That's the evidence. Videos. People that can't talk.
It is wrong. So it's absolutely wrong.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.